Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. September 7th, morning. Methods. They could not come near him because of the crowd. They covered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. Mark chapter 2, verse 4. Faith is full of inventions. The house was packed, and a crowd blocked the door. But faith found a way to reach the Lord and place the paralytic before him. If we cannot get sinners to Jesus by ordinary methods, we must use extraordinary ones. It seems, according to Luke 5:19, that the roof was made of tiles which had to be removed. This would make some noise, kick up dust, and cause some danger to those below. But when the case is urgent, we must not mind running risks and disturbing property. Jesus was there to heal, so let the tiles be removed. Faith ventured everything so that the poor paralytic's sins would be forgiven. Oh, that we had a daring faith. This morning, can we seek it for ourselves and our fellow workers? Can we try today to perform some gallant act for the love of souls and the glory of our Lord? While the world invents new products and genius serves all the purposes of human desire, can faith not invent some new method and by it reach the outcasts who lie perishing? It was the presence of Jesus that excited victorious courage in the four stretcher bearers. Is the Lord among us? Have we seen his face this morning? Have we felt his healing power? If so, then through door, through window, or through roof, break through all impediments and work to bring souls to Jesus. All methods are good when faith and love are truly set on winning souls. If hunger for bread can break through stone walls, surely hunger for souls is not to be hindered. O Lord, make us quick to suggest methods of reaching your sin-sick ones. Make us bold to carry out the plan, regardless of the danger. Amen. September 7th, evening. The cruel sea. There is trouble on the sea. It cannot be quiet. Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 23. We have no idea what sorrow may be on the sea this evening. Far away, a hurricane may be seeking the lives of sailors. Hear the wind of death howl among the ropes of the rigging. Listen to the timbers creak and strain as the waves beat like battering rams on the hull. God help you, drenched and weary ones. My prayer goes up to the great Lord of sea and land, that he will make the storm a calm and bring you safely to your harbor. Psalm 107, 29 and 30. How often the boisterous sea swallows up ships and sends thousands of bodies to lie where pearls are deep. The sorrow of death upon the sea is echoed in the long wail of widows and orphans. And the salt of the sea is in the eyes of many mothers and wives. Remorseless billows, you have devoured the love of women and the support of their households. What a resurrection there will be from the caverns of the deep when the sea gives up the dead. Revelation 20:13. Until then, there will be sorrow on the sea. As if in sympathy with the woes of earth, the sea is forever fretting along a thousand shores. Hear her wailing with a sorrowful cry like her own birds, booming with a hollow crash of unrest, raving with uproarious discontent, chafing with a hoarse wrath, or jangling with the voice of 10,000 murmuring pebbles. The roar of the sea may be joyous to a rejoicing spirit, but to the children of its sorrow, the wide, wide ocean is even more forlorn than the wide, wide world. This is not our rest. The restless billows tell us that. There is a land where there is no more sea. Revelation 21:1. And our faces are steadfastly set toward it. We are going to the place the Lord told us about. Until then, we cast our sorrows on the Lord who walked the sea of old. Our Lord makes a way for his people through the depths of the sea.